right, not like I needed another reason to hate Tekashi 6ix9ine, but he won't stop snitching.
No.
Like, he's been singing since he got out. Like, you really should just go sit down somewhere. But there's a beef going on right now because he came out with the song. We keep talking about, I'm mad, you're mad. That's all I know from it. But it's called Gooba. And it's okay record, but it's like, it's not shaking the world up. But it was his first release, so a lot of people went and checked it out. I think he did like 180 million views on YouTube or something like
crazy.
That. Like some astronomical number. So he thought he was in a great space to be number one.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to come out of jail, everybody talking noise about him, and then make a number one record on the Hot 100. Which, being number three is not a slouch.
No,
right?
You know,
that
all.
Means like you got a lot of attention.
He had high expectations.
He did, but coming out of jail, everybody's going to check for it. Because they're like, wait, this guy has a record? He just got, really? Like,
yes.
I don't know how this works. So he got a lot of interest. He is now accusing Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande of cheating him out of his number one.
Huh.
He went online yesterday, and here's a little excerpt of what he had to say.
So listen, I want the world to know that Billboard is a lie. You can buy number ones on Billboard. I want that to register in your head. You can buy number ones on Billboard. Now, let me tell you what happened. We was having an ongoing investigation just now. Silvio from Billboard, right? There's like probably five or six of them that come up with the charts with Nielsen and everything. Last Thursday, Ariana Was Stuck With You submitted 60,000 units last second. With the investigation, we found this. They purchased half of those things with six credit cards. When we asked where was those six credit cards linked to, Billboard said we can't disclose that information. Understand this. They bought 30,000 and so units with six credit cards. Six credit cards. Now, again, you're going to enjoy your number one. Explain how you buy 30,000 with six credit cards, right? Now, let me explain to you something. They don't want, Billboard doesn't want no one to know this. Now I understand why Jay-Z and Nicki Minaj say Billboard, like, we used to look up to number one. I mean, to Billboard. But now it's like, we know you can, it's all manipulated, right? It's all fabricated. You can buy number ones. This is what these artists do, right? And it's not fair. I want you to see this. Gooba streamed 50 million streams. And this is what they're counting only. 50 million streams, right? They only counted, look what Billboard counts. They only counted 31 million. Billboard illegally disqualified 20 million streams so it can drop down and the people who bought the number one, which was Stuck With You, can go to number one. Look at this.
All right, so basically, that's what he's.
Is there any truth to being able to buy?
You can't buy
number
one. You can promote your way and with like what's his name? Who just went? Somebody just lost to Drake. Drake just lost. Drake came out with his CD, the last one that just dropped, and
the
he got beat by one of these country guys. Because the guy was like Luke Bryan or somebody. Somebody beat him. And they did a bundle,
basically,
where you buy a record
yes.
and they give you concert tickets to the tour.
I remember this was an issue.
And like Drake sold like 200,000. Mm-hmm. He was supposed to be number one, but the dude who sold the bundle only sold like 10,000 copies, but did the concert bundle, and so it like raised it up.
Let me ask you this.
So he lost to number one.
He was speaking about streaming numbers,
right?
And there has been talks, like even J. Cole put in a record that you could pretty much purchase streaming views and
because,
clicks.
Yeah, because they're in China and in a few places where they have all those phones on a wall.
Yep.
Yeah.
They could pretty much, like, you could put in an order and they could, like, you know, ramp up your numbers.
So aside
from... It's kind of like somebody who buys likes on their social media.
So aside from the method that he said with the six credit cards and this and that, is it possible that an artist, not saying Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber, but an artist could manipulate those streams?
Not that high of a number.
Okay, so
here's the deal,
it's a
though.
Lot.
This is where it's crazy because back in the day when 50 Cent started talking about sales, hip hop changed because everybody stopped looking at what you were saying. Then they started concentrating on what you were selling because 50 started telling everybody, oh, I'm number one. I'm a biggest selling record. Then it sales. That was like the first where it was like, oh, my God, sales, sales, sales. So now people are looking at this and hearing him say that. And I mean, a lot of wave is going through there. But here's the deal. When you do Billboard, because I know Silvio, we've talked a lot.
Who is
Silvio? Silvio is the senior VP of Billboard.
Okay.
And he's over the charts, basically. And he's, you know, really nerdy about the charts. His name is Silvio Peratoluango. And so.
Sounds smart.
What? Yeah, you got a smart name. But they don't allow you. It's not a worldwide thing. If you have 180 million YouTubes, that's worldwide.
Yeah.
If you have streams that are worldwide, that's great. But this is an American domestic chart. So they eliminate a lot of the worldwide and just do American streams. That's the difference.
Okay.
So if you have 50 million, like he said, and they only counted 31 because 31 million was domestic.
Okay.
So you have to look at it that way.
All right.
So I'm pretty sure nobody explained that to him, but it's just, I mean, he's going at, I mean, him and Ariana are back and forth. Justin Bieber's now got involved,
yeah,
and all this other stuff, and it's just a mess. It's like the dude, if I didn't need another reason, I'd like,
right,
right.
But it's like I just really I can't. It's just I.
Well, he's getting half the story, and that's why he's so upset. And Bieber pointed out that Billboard rules only allows 4 units to be purchased per credit card.
Yeah, because people in the back in the day they figured it out. People were trying to like go in and say, "Here's my Black American Express. Buy me a whole bunch of those versions of the thing." They're like, "No, you can't. With one CD, you could buy 4 units.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. After that, anything else you bought is wiped out."
Okay.
You know, because they don't want you to game the system because they've seen people trying to game the system.
Right. Especially because there's money directly attached to the chart placement and everything. I would think that they have like a system.
Yeah. Well, if you get a number one record, it's going to help your sales probably for the next following week. So you're going to be able to get that word of mouth and that promo and everything else. So, I mean, it's a shady game as far as, you know, people being out to go out there and tweak the news or whatever. But just the fact that Tekashi is now trying to tell on somebody else is kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
That's his ammo.
Like the whole Snoop Dogg thing.
Like, yeah, like, right. Like, everybody knows murder was the case that the whole thing that he went through with MTV and showed up and I'm innocent, blah,
right.
blah.
And they're good
and,
now.
You know, and now, you know, him and Suge supposed to be good
mm-hmm.
or whatever, but who knows if that's true. But Tekashi is out here just really ringing it out.
He's trying to stay relevant.
He's trying to
that's
tell on
job.
Everybody, though.
I know.
Like, man, I mean, has snitching become cool?
He's trying to be like, hey, you guys are just like me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Uncle Snoop Dogg.
I don't think
you've
so.
Cooperated. SNOOP. But you know what, though? I'm not trying to defend him, but what he says, a lot of it does have a little bit of truth. A little bit of
Absolutely.
Truth with a lot of, you know, extra around it.
And no, I mean, but there's no specificity. He started that whole thing off at the beginning. He said they bought $60,000 with 6 credit cards. Then the next line, he said, how can you buy $30,000 with 6 credit cards? It was on the recording right there.
Right.
Like, there's no, like, direct facts. He has generalities. And generalities, like, for you not knowing that it's a domestic chart, it's just, that's a foul.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, because somebody like Billboard, somebody like a person like Silvio, somebody like people like that who have a job and like, a, you know, a career
their
or
whole
whatever.
Life.
It's their, like, their reputation.
Right.
And now you got this little rainbow bright dude running around talking about y'all cheating and y'all doing whatever. Like, I mean, that's kind of foul.
Are they going to have to come out and prove the stats
they
now?
They did. Well, he's like, we did an investigation. No, they didn't do an investigation. He put out that. And so Billboard said, we'll investigate it to make sure that there was no impropriety. So then they said, hey, here's what happened. Here, blah, blah. But here's, you know, so we did do an investigation. Scooter Braun just posted up. He's like, there was an investigation that was put down because of this guy putting out all of this stuff online.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and the funny thing is all of the likes and stuff that was attached to the story that was talking about it was cheating are bought with bots. He's like, so it's not our story. I'm not going to say whose it is. He's like, but the person who's saying all that is fueling the fire by buying bots to get the story out there.
Interesting. Okay.
So it's all shade. It's all. If you buy, like, in anybody out there, if you're on social media and you see somebody on social, we had somebody who used to send messages to us all the time, and they would have like 500 to 800 likes on every video that they posted up.
Yeah.
It was like all of the likes, like 1,000 likes, and then have like one comment.
So weird.
And everybody, that's like the one thing. If you have somebody who's faking their numbers, you won't see comments, but you'll see likes. Because mm-hmm. you can buy likes, but the engagement of somebody actually talking, that takes people.
Yes.
And so real you people. Can't have 800 people like it, but nobody want to say nothing about mm-hmm, it. Mm-hmm. So it's like that's the shady game. That's the social media game that people are out here playing. That's kind of flawed.
Should you be able to bundle? Because it wasn't that the conversation before. Other artists were upset
Travis
about
Scott
that.
Bundled and somebody got mad at Khaled. Him because...
Remember when Khaled didn't get the number one?
Khaled did a bundle. But Travis Scott beat somebody else because he bundled and then they got mad.
Well, Khaled got mad because he released something. I don't remember who it was, but the other artist had a bundle where it came with like merch. I think it was Travis Scott or with the shoes or something, and he beat Khaled for the number one.
Right. I don't think it was them, but I think it was. But I think the bundle thing is the same thing. Though,
yeah.
Because I remember
he was mad
because him and him because they do the same thing or whatever, or maybe he learned it from that or whatever. But I've seen this bundle happen.
Yeah.
A lot where it's like you tie it into some merch. And Travis Scott got really exclusive merch, so he just tied it into his album sales, and it lifted off.
It was Tyler, the Creator.
Tyler, the Creator.
That was. Yeah, we were both shocked at that. We were all shocked, like, wow, he got number one.
So,
okay.
So how are we saying this? Is it fair? Because it's your work. If you put out Davi t-shirts and everybody loved those t-shirts, and now you're like, yo, you can get a t-shirt if you listen to us on the radio at 7 o'clock. You've bundled listening to that t-shirt that's popping.
Yeah, but then I shouldn't be able to say, hey, I have the number one record in the world. No, you might have the number one t-shirt in the world that came with a free song.
But it's supporting your record, so it should be all together. So should you be dogged because you tie those two things together?
Yes, I think so. I think it should have to be an individual purchase. I think you should be
just
able,
the album.
Yeah, if you buy shoes and it comes with a download code, I don't think that download should count. I think you made a shoe purchase.
But I want to give my fans my song. I want to give them my album because they also purchased something that they like.
It's
that's
99
mine.
Cents on iTunes. You can't just throw it under the shoe like, hey, and now you bought my record.
You got these $100 shoes and I'm going to give you a record.
No.
Yeah, the shoe only costs $4 anyway. What's the problem? All right, anyway, that's the whole deal. Just to let you know just what was going on with that whole fight and drama of Tekashi.
Yeah.
All right, so just so now you know. And we'll never get that time back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.